With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First down, Patriots from their 38. Brady in the gun, gets the snap. Here's Jacob Martin getting there for the sack.
He is
Jake Martin, outstanding tonight.
It's a Reaction Monday brought to you by Coors Light. That was Jacob Martin, who had gone back to the locker room, I guess, to get IVs. He had some cramping issues. Got back into the game, and on that play, Seth just absolutely destroyed Marcus Cannon off of the edge. I mean, it was like Cannon was a cardboard cutout. He just point A to point B right at Tom Brady.
Just a dip and rip where he – what move did you use there? I ran around him.
That's kind of what he did. it's pretty much what he
almost,
did.
In that situation, the rip was almost more just to keep your own balance than to actually get past Marcus Cannon. Yeah. That was really, really well done. And Jacob Martin, he just keeps showing up. And I think you do this thing where Barkevious Mingo and Jacob Martin come over in the trade for Jadeveon Clowney, and neither one of them are obviously as good as Jadeveon Clowney. Jacob Martin has a speed element that Clowney doesn't have. And there's the Texans haven't had a genuinely fast edge rusher really in a while. I'm trying to think of who the last genuinely fast edge rusher was.
Yeah.
They've got guys that have been really good at it. I mean, J.J. Watt's one of the best damn edge rushers of the last
all
decade.
Time, yeah.
But there's a difference when you add that speed element to it, and it kind of complements everything else that can go on. When you're winning with power inside like DJ Reader, when you're winning with a combination of speed and power with J.J. Watt, potentially, and then having Jacob Martin just as a genuine speed threat, and then you blitz selectively with guys like Bradley Roby, that's more speed you're stacking on top of that. Am I allowed to think about the prospect of J.J. Watt playing in week 17?
At 7:35, you are.
At 7:30, we're going to talk yes. about that? Okay,
yes.
All right.
At 7:35, you are. We're getting a lot of texts about it as well. We'll talk about that. That was some news to chew on from over the weekend.
Chew on JJ.
That Jacob Martin sack, pretty good stuff. We had Jacob Martin on the postgame show last night. Nice kid. I really enjoyed him. I had the box score open, so I was saying, yeah, Jacob Martin, you know, three tackles, 1.5 sacks. He goes, he looks at me and goes, they gave me a half a sack on that one?
Oh, really?
On the half a sack of the one he split.
Cunningham got the other half.
Yeah,
right.
Split with Zach Cunningham. He seemed to be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, good. It wasn't like he just learned that it wasn't two.
That they gave him half a sack. Okay. He said he wanted to go back and watch it to go double check it. So I offered up my Game Pass password to him on the air. That was probably not the smartest thing to do. But he seemed
you
to
contributed
like it.
To the you know what you did? You contributed to the delinquency of a minor. I think of him as a minor. Anybody younger than 30 in my books these days is a minor. I still think of them as kids. That's going to keep getting upwards I get older.
We had the kid Jonathan Joseph the previous week on the show.
I think of Landry Locker as a kid. He's 35.
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah, he was good.
Landry doesn't like that, by the way.
No, don't.
He gets really sensitive.
That you're giving out his age on the air?
No, that I think of him as like a young guy.
Oh,
I can see why. Yeah. You know, it's. I think sometimes he thinks I don't take him seriously because I think of him as a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something
he needs to have
that.
A kid.
Yeah, that's right.
That'll bump up his perceptive age.
Yeah,
status.
You know what? For 35, you know, for as edgy as he wants
to be, knock up your girlfriend if you're listening. Landry.
Yeah, the fact that he doesn't have any illegitimate kids, especially, he loses
Loser.
A little bit.
Loses some of his cred.
Yeah, be like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's got like 19 illegitimate children.
They're not.
They're all his. They're all his. I mean, they're all with him and his wife, and they've been married. Yeah.
The pretty cool scene in the Texans locker room last night. Normally the coaches give out a game ball. Last night the players gave out the game ball. Deshaun Watson presented the game ball to Bill O'Brien. The video is up on the Texans website. It doesn't translate well on radio. Just the audio is not great. It's more the scene of the players sort of gathering around Bill O'Brien and hugging on him when Deshaun gives him the game ball. Deshaun did talk about it though and what it meant to give his head coach the game ball after the game.
We work together all the time. You know, we had two tries, you know, especially since I've been here, where we came up short. And, you know, just being the quarterback of the team, you know, it really came from everyone. But, you know, for me to, you know, present that. I bet it mean a lot, you know, to him and to us as an organization. So it was awesome.
I don't know what made me think of this, but I'm just thinking about the difference in the relationship between Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien and Brock Osweiler. Like, I can imagine if Osweiler ever tried to present Bill O'Brien with a game ball, for one, it would have probably taken a 17-minute speech by Osweiler explaining to Bill O'Brien about how hard it is to win in the National Football League.
Yes.
But then, I wonder if he's changed Bill O'Brien at all. Not just on a football X's and O's scheme, because we've seen O'Brien has adapted his scheme to all the things that Deshaun can do that Tom Brady wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
You know, and because O'Brien's not a moron. He knows that you got to utilize guys' strengths. But I think I wonder, Deshaun just seemingly has a calming influence over people. And I wonder how that relationship has been. O'Brien's probably never quite had a quarterback like Deshaun, obviously. And not just in playing ability, but in actual temperament. Tom Brady's got a much different temperament than Deshaun Watson.
I would think Deshaun is so respected in that locker room, even just being a third-year guy. With all the cred that he came in with from Clemson, we've heard the stories about when he wasn't even a Texan yet and he's visiting the team, how much kind of street cred he had with all the veteran players before he was even drafted. That's Deshaun's locker room in many, many ways. And I think O'Brien is probably self-aware enough to know that you know, first of all, Deshaun is really likable too. So it's not like Bill O'Brien needs to go and look in the mirror and talk himself into liking Deshaun Watson. But my guess is the respect level is so high amongst the players. The last thing Bill O'Brien wants to do is get sideways with that guy. You know what
right.
I mean?
Well, like, but I think there's almost a, but the calming influences, like the natural personality part.
Yeah.
Well, Texans Bill, our friend on Twitter at the Reliant, I think he's the one that first dubbed Deshaun Watson the coach whisperer, which, and I, because he can make any coach look good. But I feel like O'Brien, there's times where O'Brien has temper tantrums where obviously it doesn't benefit or behoove him. I could see Deshaun responding to that temper tantrum in a way that's different than most quarterbacks. Like, and maybe
explain. What do you mean?
Like, well, most quarterbacks are either going to get PO'd or shut down, or maybe like fiery in a good way.
Yeah.
Where with Deshaun, I could see Deshaun totally just kind of like,
taking it in stride.
Let's talk through this, coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe O'Brien, after a while, realizing like, oh wow, flipping out over every little thing isn't always the best way to go about your business.
What did you make of the handshake, if we even want to call it that, between Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien after the game? For those who didn't see, it was as chilly as you ever see a handshake. Bill Belichick, I don't think he was even looking to shake O'Brien's hand after the game. O'Brien had to go seek him out, and then the handshake was all of about 0.4 of a second.
And he turned around, and you could tell Belichick said something like, Bill, and then he turned around and left.
That's exactly what he
like
said.
Like a svelte Jabba the Hutt that he is.
Right,
he's
right.
Just a grumpy, barely intelligible, whatever.
What do we make of that?
I don't want to read too much into it because the circumstances were kind of weird. It looked like O'Brien had a lot of security around him and that maybe the normal handshake wasn't going to work. And at that point, Belichick, I could put myself in Belichick's shoes and be like, all right, well, what am I just got my ass beat on television. I'm not going to stand around here all day waiting to shake somebody's hand, even if I like the guy.
Yeah.
So by that point, he was already leaving.
Not nearly as dramatic as I was hoping we would make it.
Well, but that's where I'm trying to give Belichick the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
There's been a lot written about just how the Patriots organization might feel about Bill O'Brien and the Texans after all the Jack Easterby scenario, the Nick Caserio scenario, all of that stuff. And I know Bill O'Brien said that there's no hard feelings on his part. Well, right, because they were the ones that were trying to hire away every New England employee.
They're carjacked, and there's no hard feelings on the thief's part.
There's no reason for Bill O'Brien to have any hard feelings at all. I would imagine Belichick is on some level kind of peeved about it still.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do about it?
And you add a 28-22. I say a 28-22 ass kicking. Like that's the score wise, it's not an ass kicking. That was an ass kicking last night for most of the game until the Texans went into prevent mode.
Did they show on television Bob Kraft at all? Was Bob Kraft in Houston? Did he bother coming to this one?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's probably handing
out. Jonesy's
was
giving
he
us
there?
A thumbs up.
So he was here. He probably went around and handed out flu blankets to local children.
Right.
He probably visited 18 different massage parlors.
Right.
He probably did all of these things. And then he got his ass kicked.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.